So we've just seen the drama of the appearance of Lord Nrisimha Hadev, which was executed for the pleasure of Sri Sri Gaur Nithai. In every drama there are various characters. So the principal characters in this drama were who? Prahlad, Hiranyakashipu, and Nrisimhadev. Who's the most important? Prahlad, yeah. Nrisimhadev is not more important than Prahlad? What do you think? Nrisimhadev is the Supreme Lord, is it not? He's Bhagavan.
Prahlad is the reason for Nrisimha's appearance.
Yeah. So actually Nrisimhadev is more important than anyone. But from his point of view, Prahlad is more important. He is called Prahlada Hlada Dai. Prahlad means, what does it mean? Who knows what it means? Does anyone know? Means very happy. So Nrisimhadev is he who makes Prahlad happy. He is the giver of happiness to Prahlad Maharaj. Now there are two very important characters in the drama who you didn't see at all. Who are they? They didn't appear, but they're most important. One is called Narada, and the other is called Shukracharya. Prahlad, he is the emblem of a pure devotee. He is the adarsh, he is the ideal of a pure devotee. And Hiranyakashipu is the prototype demon. Adidaitya, you can say. He's the original. You know that word prototype, right? From the automobile industry. Now, what is the difference between Hiranyakashipu and Prahlad? His mother should take him and control him. You should be like Prahlad, peaceful. There is a great difference in attitude between Hiranyakashipu and Prahlad. Hiranyakashipu typifies the demoniac mentality described by Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. Dambho, darpo, abhimanascha, krodha, parusham evacha, ajnana cha bhijatasya, partha, sampadam, asuran. Dambha, darpa, abhiman means conceit. I'm very great. And considering all others less than me. And very egoistic, thinking I am the doer of everything. Very angry by nature. Very rough speaking. And ignorant of the actual purpose of life. Now, Hiranyakashipu was thinking that Ishvaraham aham bhogi siddhoham balavan sukhi. I am God. I am the controller. I am the enjoyer. I am perfect. I am powerful. I am happy. Please, the mother of this boy, take and control. Keep him under control. Nowadays, if Hiranyakashipu came, everyone would praise. He's a great person. He's a self-made hero. Self-success. He's a great success. By himself, by his own effort, he's become very powerful and conquered and become a great leader of human society. Whereas Prahlad's attitude is just whatever the Lord wants, that's all right. I'm peaceful. Everything's all right. Now, Hiranyakashipu also has his guru, Shukracharya. So the demons, they also have gurus. So don't think that everyone who is a guru is a saintly person. If a guru, so-called, is giving you instruction how you can become a success in the material world, he is a demon. These demons posing as gurus who teach you how you can have good personality development, how so you can adjust to the corporate life of the modern world, they are simply followers of Shukracharya and Hiranyakashipu. The real guru is Narad Muni, who was able to give so much faith and confidence to Prahlad Maharaj. Because he wasn't even then the slightest bit disturbed by the threats and the persecution of Hiranyakashipu. That Hiranyakashipu himself was frustrated by Prahlad, that he said that even if I move my eyebrow in a little anger, then all the demigods, they run away, passing stool and urine in fear. But Prahlad is not in the slightest bit disturbed by Hiranyakashipu's tortures. And Hiranyakashipu can't understand it at all, because Hiranyakashipu thinks in terms of bodily pleasure. He thinks, if I torture Prahlad, then surely he'll be afraid of me. He'll submit to me. But Prahlad is not disturbed because he's fully convinced, I am not the body, I am the eternal servant of Krishna. Prahlad does not view reality in terms of making facilities for his bodily sense gratification. Hiranyakashipu was fully convinced that life is meant for enjoying the body. And Prahlad is fully convinced that I have to serve Krishna, and whatever happens in this world is not of very great import. That's why he wasn't disturbed by Hiranyakashipu's threats, because he knows that Hiranyakashipu cannot harm me. If I think that I am the body, then certainly I'll be afraid of Hiranyakashipu. But he knows that I'm not the body, so he cannot harm me. And he's fully confident that Krishna is protecting me. This is what he has learned from Narad Muni. Whereas Hiranyakashipu has learned from Shukracharya. So both Narad Muni and Shukracharya teach Vedic knowledge. But Narad Muni is teaching the Vedic knowledge with proper understanding, and Shukracharya is teaching it with the understanding which is totally against the actual message of the Vedas. Shukracharya has completely misunderstood the purport of the Vedas because of his attitude of dvish, or being inimical towards Vishnu. His teaching to his disciple is, do not surrender to Vishnu. You have to work for yourself. This later on also, when Bali Maharaj wanted to surrender to Vishnu, Shukracharya protested. Sarvam Vishnave Dadva Murho Vartishyate Katam. He said, you fool, if you give everything to Vishnu, how will you live? Sarvasvam Vishnave Dadva. Yes, that's it. Not knowing that we're only living by the mercy of Vishnu, by no other means. So this is the difference in outlook between the demons and the devotees. The devotee is completely dependent on Krishna, and the demon thinks, I shall do everything by myself. But one who thinks, I shall do everything by my own power, he is sada samudvigna deo asatgrahat. He is always full of anxieties because of having accepted that which is impermanent as being permanent. Whereas a devotee is always peaceful. And the perfect example is Prahlad Maharaj. It is not in the slightest bit disturbed by the worst cause of disturbance that could ever possibly exist, namely Hiranyakashipu. So devotees always remember the example of Prahlada Maharaj, completely dependent on Krishna. whatever Krishna wants, that is all right. That if Krishna wants that I should be harmed through this demon, all right. But with full faith that Krishna is protecting me. Even if it appears that Krishna is not protecting me. Now many times people say, oh, why is Krishna giving me so many troubles? I'm not a bad person, but I have so many problems. Why is God giving me so many problems? But Prahlad, he never said this. He had faith that Krishna is protecting me. When Hiranyakashipu tortured Prahlad in so many ways, Prahlad never said, my God, why have you forsaken me? Do you know this? This is the famous words of Jesus when he was on the cross. He said, God, why have you abandoned me? But Prahlad never said that. Why? He knew that Krishna is with me. So if one has this faith that Krishna will always protect me, then Krishna, he becomes obliged to protect the devotee. Now, whatever problems we may have, they're not going to be as big as the problem that Prahlad had. But Prahlad remained steady. And Nrsimhadeva protected him. How did Nrsimhadeva protect Prahlad Maharaj? Well, the story is well known. Nrsimhadeva appeared from the pillar and killed Hiranyakashipu. But what about before that? Was Nrsimhadeva not protecting Prahlad before that? Was he just sleeping and then he woke up and said, oh, sorry, I forgot. He was always protecting Prahlad. Because Prahlad was aware of that, he was not disturbed. What does the protection of Bhagavan mean? The protection means that he protects us from falling down into material consciousness. That's why devotees pray to Bhagavan Nrsimhadev as Bhakti Rakshak and Bhakta Rakshak. So this protection means he protects us from our own, from the enemy. So who is the enemy? A devotee has no enemies. So how is the Lord going to protect someone who has no enemies? A devotee has six main enemies. They're Kaam, Krodh, Lobh, Moha, Mada, Matsarya. But what are these enemies? Actually, it's we ourselves are our own enemy. We have no enemy in this world. But our own enemy is our lack of desire to serve Krishna, which manifests as Kaam, Krodh, Lobh, Moha, Mada, Matsarya. The root of all of these is material desire. So Nrsimhadeva, he protects the devotees by destroying the material desires. Generally, it's considered that there are three very important avatars of Bhagavan. That is Rama, Krishna, and Nrsimhadeva. And of course, Gauriya Vaishnavas, they know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Ram Chandra Bhagavan, we know he had very extensive pastimes. And Krishna Bhagavan also. And they both delivered many, many jivas back to the spiritual world. And of course also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did so. But why Nrsimhadeva is considered so important? Because we don't know of any extensive leelas of his, and Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Basically, there's one leela for which he's well known. As is true of other avatars like Matsya, Kurama, Varaha, Vamana. So why is Nrsimhadeva, why is this form of the Lord considered particularly important for the devotees? Of course, all these forms of the Lord, they're the same Supreme Lord, Bhagavan Vishnu. But why this form of Nrsimhadeva is considered so important? Because he is the protector of the devotees. And particularly this form of the Lord helps the devotees to come overcome their enemies in the form of material desires. So devotees, they pray to Nrsimhadeva that you please destroy the material desires which prevent me from serving you. That, hey Bhagavan Nrisimhadev, please destroy the material desires within my heart. I cannot do so. Prahlad, he never proposed to fight with Hiranyakashipu, but he maintained faith in Krishna. So in the same way, devotees who want to serve Krishna, they may find that the material desires within the heart, they're very difficult to overcome. So therefore, devotees pray to Nrisimhadev as Prahlad has taught us to pray. Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya Namastejas Tejase Aviravi Bhava Vajra Nakha Vajra Dangsha Karmashayan Randhaya Randhaya Tamogra Sarkasa Om Swaha Abhayam Abhayam Atmani Puyushta Om Shrom. They pray to him that Nrisimhadev Bhagavan, we offer our respectful obeisances unto you, who you, he's the most powerful, is whatever power is all simply coming from Nrisimhadev. Tejas Vinamaham. And by whose appearance with his thunderbolt teeth and his thunderbolt nails destroys the desires for enjoyment within this material world. So we pray to him, please destroy the darkness of ignorance within my heart. Make us fearless. Prahlad was fearless. One can be fearless if he knows that I am fully protected by Nrisimhadev. So Nrisimhadev protects the devotees, and he is the master of Vagisha, she who gives the knowledge of the Vedas. The knowledge of the Vedas, Narad Muni, he understood. Shukracharya could not understand. Despite being very powerful in reciting Vedic mantras, Shukracharya, his knowledge was spoiled by the external manifestation of Sarasvati. Sarasvati, she is the consort of Nrisimhadev, and she exists always on his, in his face and his tongue. But for those who want to be cheated in this material world, she cheats them even in the name of knowledge. But those who want to follow the path of Narad Muni, then she manifests on their tongues so that they can describe the Supreme Lord Krishna. So this Tene Brahma Hridaya Adi Kaviye, the Supreme Lord enlightened Brahma at the beginning of the creation with Vedic knowledge. This Leela is Nrisimha Leela. So he protects the actual Vedic knowledge. That's why the Vedic knowledge, it can never actually be destroyed. Sometimes people say, well, what will happen if there's so much conversion into Christianity and this and that? But the Vedic knowledge can never be destroyed. And that is protected by the Supreme Lord. And he manifests that within human society as and when there are people willing to accept it. So this form of Nrisimhadev is a great challenge to the persons who believe in their own knowledge. As far as Hiranyakashipu is concerned, Nrisimhadev cannot exist. If we tell people, we go in the science class and tell there is Nrisimhadev, they will say, don't bring your mythology here. To these scientists, the so-called scientists, Nrisimhadev is mythology. He is not imaginable. He is not measurable. It doesn't make sense that there can be any such form. That is exactly true. According to the materialistic calculation, Nrisimhadev cannot exist. Nrsingadev comes and rips to pieces the material calculation in the form of Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu, more than Prahlad, has demonstrated the greatness of Nrsingadev. As long as Prahlad was speaking about Bhagavan, none of the demons believed him. But Hiranyakashipu, he only believes in pratyaksha, what he can see. And he did not believe that such a person as Bhagavan can exist. So among the pratyakshavadis, or empiricists, Hiranyakashipu has done a great service by letting them have pratyaksha of Nrsingadev. Not only did he see him, but he heard him, and he felt his nails ripping into his intestines just to make sure that he could really experience what is Bhagavan. If Bhagavan was just to come and then go away again, he would say, well, maybe I drank too much that day, it was just a hallucination. So Bhagavan gave him an unforgettable experience. But the demons are very expert in forgetting what they want to forget. The devotees, they never forget Krishna under any circumstances. And the demons are very expert at forgetting Bhagavan under all circumstances. So from time to time the Lord comes and performs his pastimes of giving scientific evidence of his existence. People say, what is the scientific proof of Bhagavan? And what is your answer? What will you say? You can say, ask Hiranyakashipu. He knows. Just like you may say, well, what is the scientific proof of relativity theory? Well, ask Einstein. He should know. You don't understand, but Einstein understands. So we may not understand who is Bhagavan, but Hiranyakashipu, he understands. The only thing is, he understood a little bit too late to be of any good to him. So it is better that we understand Bhagavan by the process that Prahlad understood him rather than the process that Hiranyakashipu understood him. People say, I want proof of the existence of God. So we tell them, all right, but just wait, just wait. And people may say, well, I'm 70 years old and I still didn't see any proof. Just wait, just wait. You'll get it. You will see God, don't worry. Mrityu sarvaharashchaham. For those who do not believe in God,